Ah, you obviously know Kung Fu.
Welcome to the Kung Fu Drive-In Podcast. Adjust your speaker box, sit back, relax, and remember, your Kung Fu may be good, but mine is better.
All right, joining me today on the Kung Fu Drive-In Podcast, award-winning director, actor, stunt coordinator, special effects supervisor, so much work behind him on The Lazarus Project, Wonder Woman, and right now on Apple TV's Constellation, Martin Garris. Martin, thank you so much for joining the Kung Fu Drive-In Podcast.
Hey, really nice to meet you.
Did I pronounce that correctly? Is it Garris?
Yeah, Garris. It's actually a thing, right, to say that name right. It's, in German, I would say Garris.
Vielen Dank for talking with me today.
Yeah, nice. Thanks for having me.
No, it's great. Listen, Constellation is a harrowing, spooky, kind of dizzying piece of sci-fi. It's kind of hard to talk about without spoilers, but we'll get into it a little bit. But what has the reception been like for you as part of the team?
Well, I think it's just extraordinary how all this collaboration came out for me when I first saw it. And on a screening, I was I just felt like it's one of those shows where every department did its part to make each other look good. And I just love seeing that. So it gave a great feel of no opportunities missed to kind of get details right.
That's excellent. Now, you once said that the fine line that you walk as an action director is presenting the unsafest moments on screen by building it within the safest environments off of screen. I can't think of a more unsafe on-screen scenario than being stranded in a space station that's damaged and you're alone. So talk to me about what you first thought when you were approached about crafting the action or something as literally out of this world as Constellation.
Yeah, so first of all, for me, it's a little bit complicated sometimes because it's unusual that you do stunt coordination and special effects supervising. And on the Lazarus project, season one, I did action directing. And then on Constellation, I had the pleasure to do both stunt coordinator and special effects supervisor. And Michelle, our director, she had planned and placed so many things already. And she had such a great vision on how to create these scenes. And she knew very precisely what she wanted to get these effects. So in this case, I was more on the technical side, but it's still, of course, a lot of creative work going into being stunts coordination. And for me, I think particularly important was what also inspired me mostly about making movies is the co-work of the creative side and the technical side. So to really have the technical aspect of delivering stunts and practical effects, explosions and zero G rigs and complicated hydraulic rigging and everything together with this creative thought of how can we really get this emotion and how can we make the audience feel that way in that moment.
So you went into so much talk about the technicality and emotion there. When did you first realize that you were adept at speaking that really complex language of action design and stunt work? Because it's not just about movement all the time. It's about eliciting that emotion. It's about putting them in, you know, scenarios that make it look real and connect the audience to it. And with something like Constellation, you're working with huge sets and probably the volume and things like that. So when did you first realize that this was something that you were going to be able to step into and do some amazing work with?
Well, I think first time when I got the first version of the script, that's the moment where you really realize, okay, I'm going, supposedly I have to do that. I have to find solution for all that. So you just go through the pages and you go, oh God, there's multiple people in the space. Like, every page doing surgery, like things happen. So, but the great advantage I have is actually that I think as being responsible for stunts and special effects right from the beginning. So that gives me some confidence in some decisions. And then also if it comes to action in general, I think right away from my own experience as being a fighter, as being a stunt guy, as having done this or having worked in a special effects crew of really great people I could learn from. So I think about all those things and then adapt it into finding a solution for this particular action problem or challenge. And that works very well for me. So
now you mentioned quickly there that you had some fight background. Do you have a martial arts background?
Yes. I did actually. When I started into movies, and that was such an inspiration for me, I started with all those Jackie Chan films. Actually, I just remember doing all those fight moves and having the screen running and trying to copy certain moves I thought were particularly cool and trying to make this the same and finding out also what's the magic behind it. Because sometimes if you go through it frame by frame, you might think it's not the move at all, but it's the rhythm which got created by sound design, by trickery editing, like all those things come together to make this a particularly cool move. So there's more to it than just the movement itself. And that interested me from the beginning.
Yeah. Obviously, this show focuses a lot on martial arts films and action design. So much respect for the work that you guys as action directors and stunt coordinators do, particularly when you craft action that looks amazing on screen. One of the things that sells it to us as an audience, though, is taking that often unreal action and making it look real and grounded and taking us to that part of the story. Now, with something like Constellation, where 99.99% of us are never going to be in space, we have no idea, right? I don't want to be up there. But, you know, when you're putting the stars of Constellation into that environment, what are the kind of things that you were thinking about to make them look like they were really there and sell it to us so that we aren't sitting there going, well, clearly they're on a set because it doesn't even look like they're floating. I'm amazed by all of that stuff because I know some people have gone on the Vomit Comet to do some of those like anti-gravity, but I can't imagine that you guys do that all the time. So take me behind the scenes there.
Yeah, well, first of all, I think it's all about preparation, right? To reach a certain level. And I think, interestingly, our director and executive producer, Michelle McLaren, she did a great job. And our wonderful production team, Turbine Studios and Apple, they actually created this surrounding that we had all those experts, that we had production designer Andy Nicholson. He came from Gravity, actually, so he brought a lot of intel. So it's all those people. We have Scott Kelly, a real astronaut, amazing. Oh, cool. Like an advisor, so we could all ask those questions and make sure we are prepared, and then everyone is ready to build those sets and build those things and solve those problems.
Were you then hands-on with constructing these sets and making sure that they worked and that they worked safely for all the actors that are going to be involved in them?
Yeah. So basically the way it works is art department and production design, they put all their expertise in creating these sets. And then we have proxy sets. Andy made them for us, or had them built for us. And we start rigging and start preparing and rehearsing. And if we find out, for instance, for this particular move, we need to remove this bit more of the wall, or this wall has to go, then we just adjust it to that specifically. But then again, there's a great advantage for me that I can actually bring all those elements right away. If I do a previous, like a stunt previous, and it's maybe mainly about the stunt today, but I think right away I'm going to do an explosion here, because, and I want it to be as practical as possible. So give my the great kind of inputs as much as I can, and then I form this the stunt already to that the explosion works. So, and it all comes together.
I have talked with a few of your colleagues before. I talked with Ryan Watson, who we worked with on Wonder Woman. And nice. Dave Kallstein and Patrick Fugit for Treadstone, which by the way was a fun time. When you're working with the actors for something like Constellation, as a guy who designed action, where you've got to put them through a boot camp and give them all kinds of training, what did you ask of the actors in Constellation to get them prepared to handle all of the rigging and the things that they had to do to make, again, space look real for us?
It's so much about being ready to get the tension in every fiber of your body. It's incredible. The thing is, what they've done, these actors, you have to understand, like, no matter what you do, if you shoot zero G on Earth, and you're gonna have this gravity pull in your frame on everything.
Sure, yeah.
And these guys, they have to act emotionally like in a complete connection, all the details, like in a normal set, that's challenging enough. And now you have to bring every fiber of your body under tension to sell this floating. And this is a combination, which normally in acting, you would say that's the worst thing you can do, to be emotional and to be
right.
and open, like bring your whole body under tension and make it look effortless. And I was behind the monitor with Michelle sometimes, and we were like, yeah, so we need to look more effortless. So we go to her and give her that note. And you're like, she needs to be even more under tension to reach that effortlessness. So it's training. We had great coaches. We had some physical training. We made up a lot of gravity rigs where they could just be in the rig and do some tasks on the spot to kind of train the body and like really reach out, make it look floaty. And eventually that was key. So
now I think I read somewhere that for a couple of the sequences, Noomi Rapace, in some shots was actually standing when she had to pretend that she was floating. And that I have to imagine that requires so much discipline on her part to be able to do that and convey what you were saying, the emotion and the feeling of being, I guess, in zero G. How crazy was that to try to capture?
The thing is, pretty soon we found out, like, our DOP, Marcus Federer, and Michelle, the director, we worked together in thinking about the best solution, the best approach, because like it's hard to approach something in a way that you have seen it before. You always have to think what this story needs. And in this case, we had Scott Kelly as real astronaut telling us, for sure, no one on the ISS is unnecessarily floating around or like supermaning through the kind of tucked in a weird position. It might look weird for the audience, but that's a realistic thing, because the tendons, everything pulls together a little bit and you relax yourself. And to mix up the tools of you use of your approach to counter this gravity pull is the best idea you can have, because then you have the audience not being distracted by an obvious pattern. You know, if you have an obvious pattern of approach, soon they're going to go, we know it's a trick. It wasn't shot in space. So, and they start looking for it subconsciously, and then you distract them away from the story. So all we could do is try to mix up the tools. We had the fork made, like a special rig we drilled in our CNC machine just to be sturdy enough to carry the heavy weight of the spacesuit. And so many different tools. We had a chair, which was a special skeleton chair. We used something like this on Matrix also. Copy that from my friend Paul Costa. And we moved this chair in a way, and we could always manipulate it to support the actors if we're not on wires. So they can actually half lie on that or kneel on that, and sometimes standing. But it takes a lot of preparation and also be flexible.
Speaking of which, one of my favorite scenes was it was in the first episode. Wasn't terribly crazy, but in terms of making things feel weightless and real, it was again, without giving away too many details, but the CPR scene was filled with tension, filled with emotion, and in terms of effects, little details like having to slap their feet into the braces to make sure that they could get the force to perform CPR. some of that stuff, again, credit to you guys and the designers of the whole scene. That was so well done and really put me into that situation. How difficult was that scene to shoot?
Well, I think this is so much kudos to Michelle from my perspective, because I've been there from the beginning and seeing like how she developed the scene, and it was all about the emotions. And I just tried to give her this, the freedom to really concentrate on this, this core emotions there, because it's such a key moment. And actually, when we did the first couple of rehearsals, I remember we were all touched by the performance, because yeah, it was yeah. such a quiet moment when we know that the end of the scene, then it, so for me, it was really trying to not get, let the rigging get in the way of this process. So we had many different ideas about how she's going to support herself to the wall, and just had the idea that visually it's probably a nicer idea like this than just tucking in right over him. Basically, Scott was assisting the real astronaut. He was assisting a lot in having ideas and what you would probably do. Interestingly, something like this really never has happened before on space.
So, I hope not.
No, it's interesting, because then you know already that this hasn't been done, but there's a lot of protocol, and these guys have amazing protocols and safety rules, and we could learn about all that. So.
Yeah. Now, when you were brought onto the project, what do you think it is about your approach to action design that made you right for this particular project? Do you have like a signature style or a signature approach that is specifically a Martin Garris approach?
Well, yes, I would say yes and no. From the tactical side and from the preparation side, absolutely, yes. I think from my perspective, everything is about preparation. And then also something I learned throughout my career to now is that being a professional is particularly made through the fact that you also demand certain things that you need to deliver that level of perfection or that level of whatever is to be approached. And I just learned that step by step that I really felt like if you do not make sure you have these conditions, then of course you will not be able to deliver this in this level. So, and also that's a very important part. So for me, just making sure I don't miss out on certain preparation to then on the day feel safe. And I always put preparation over anything else and think like, guys, like call my team in and let's think, is there anything we could improve or we could maybe missed out on? And that's dangerous. So is there anyone in the team who has a thought or a guts feeling about something? And I make sure that feels good. But I think mainly the point is that for Constellation, it was the technical side, the possibility that I can quickly have a container with CNC tool on my special effects team outside of the studio and quickly manufacture parts and make something. But on the other hand, being the stunt coordinator in there with acting experience, talking to the actors, they feel that I understand what makes their job difficult. That's a big aspect from my background. I feel that all the time. And acting is totally underrated and underestimated. What's so difficult about it? Because you're so open to all the critics and everything, to make it work, you have to let all your guards down. And it's difficult if you then throw all those technical stuff at them and you have to move like this and do that and don't have respect for the process they have to get through. So I think this combination is very strong. And for Constellation, it was a key factor. And then for the Lazarus project, season one, it was much more about car stunts, and that was the whole action design actually. Yeah, when they decide bring in a phantom camera, and I'm in this production meeting, and I tell them like, if you give me this phantom camera and this and in this moment, I guarantee you get a trailer shot. And it actually worked out.
Yeah,
they were making fun of me because they thought like, now you make this expensive, so why don't we need this camera? But actually they sold the project. I saw this in all the trailers. I was pretty proud that it worked out.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I think it's all about envisioning what this project needs and then being ready to apply to that.
Now, speaking of respecting the process, what is your take on the recognition of stunts and the stunt professionals in Hollywood today, given that some of the biggest blockbusters in recent years have been made by guys that at one point were probably recognized as, you know, just the stunt guys, you know, that kind of thing. What is your take on how that is evolving, if it's evolving at all?
Well, I think right now, David Leitch is doing good work to come to that. Yeah. Kudos to him.
Of course,
I know him from back in the days. Like, I did a couple of shows where I was just a stunt guy. And but I always was inspired by these guys like Chad and Dave. Like, everyone knows them. Sure. It's amazing they have achieved. And I think right now, of course, the industry is looking at the wall guy and thinking about this issue of stunt guys being falling behind, and you always push the actors doing their own stunts. And I myself do it also. Of course, you say you acknowledge them doing their stunts, but it is true that to a certain extent, as a stunt department, you're supposed to kind of just supply everything you have, even your healthiness, your life and limb. But I mean, it's a difficult thing because these people also do the job. They like to do it. It's so much passion. But I think it's important to get credit for it at some point. And if I look at my doubles on Constellation, I mean, Hannah and Helga. And I had so many great doubles, but particularly these two girls, they were doubling in for Numi in the spacesuit. And Numi like did incredible work. And in these spacesuits, you have all the weight of the suit on top of the performance. So you have now not only your body to hold up, but you plank this 300 kilo suit. And it's just incredible. But some of those really long setups we did just from wide angles, and also to test everything, we used the doubles, of course. And the doubles are supposed to, that's what I always sell it, say, everyone's like, shouldn't she come down? Like, she's like, really? And I'm like, yeah, sure. But I checked with her, she's okay. And by the way, stunt guys are supposed to do the same thing, have the same pain, but we are supposed to just soldier through and suck it up and function. Yep. And just make it work. That's the difference. That's the job description. But it needs acknowledgement. So,
yeah, kudos to everybody that does that. The action doesn't look real if the stunt people don't put their bodies on the line, right? So, but what about you? Your evolution as a creator and a filmmaker, is this where you're headed?
Yes. Well, I think I can, when I see what makes me the greatest fun and what's the best way to use everything, what I've learned is pretty much when I get more into the action directing and directing part. I've just recently shot my own short film I'm very proud of, so it's still in the edit. Whenever I direct something, I just feel like I can really combine all my abilities and just really think, bring everything to the table, my camera, gear, all this stuff. I can just shoot something, create a scene. And whenever I do different departments, I just do it because I'm so ambitioned and I so much love cinema and the process of making it. So I just try to learn from all the camera guys I work with. And it's incredible to get all these little factors together to then tell a story. And I think it's also in creating something your own, you learn the best about the process. And it makes me so much better in all my little jobs. Everything I do, I benefit from that. I'm going to direct a commercial soon in 2 weeks. And so it's going in that direction more, definitely.
Fantastic. Like a true martial artist, always a student, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think it's very important to really have that, like really understand and feel that it's so deep, because If you have that humbleness towards that, there might always be someone who's better than you and who knows more about this particular thing you're doing right now, then you are open to learn and you stay in motion. And I think it's so dangerous to just say, like, I've done this for so long and now I know everything. And so
that's awesome. Tell the audience then where they can follow you and where they can follow any news on the short film that you're working on.
Yeah, so I'm on Instagram, of course, at Martin Gores, and then LinkedIn, and I will definitely on IMDb put out the trailers of stuff I have done. And I'm right now having a couple of things in my editing line, and editing is a difficult thing, by the way.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh, yeah.
I mean, editing your own stuff you've shot is even more difficult because everyone says kill your babies and of refers course, yeah. to yeah but it's so hard if you actually create this stuff. That's why you should get an editor in, but sometimes I also think I don't want to kill my babies.
have you had to kill some really favorite scenes from some of your projects where you're like, do we really have to edit that out?
Yes, I mean, we all had those moments. I think I had a particular anecdote where I was on a show with a ghost movie. It's a really long time ago. I was a stunt double and they called me in. It's a stunt. You're going to fall off a bed. It's one of those, you get no information. So I'm like, okay, I'm in. Perfect. And then I come to there and it's like, you're going to be shirtless, only in a jeans. The jeans is very tight. You can't wear any protection. There's nothing you can put on your body for pads. And the shot is going to be a wide shot, a rack pan into a kitchen plate where you fly in. I'm like, okay, so I'm going to be cut for sure. And I talked to the medic and like, do you have your disinfecting stuff ready? And, you know, I just want to make sure you're there. Everything is prepared.
Ouch.
And those things is, I think, is as a stunt coordinator, it's very important to know, because I remember me being in that moment. I love those moments when I can make something just soldier up and just do it. I love this feeling of you might get hurt, but you are harder than this prop. You're harder than this floor. You just do it. And this feeling. But I think all those good stunt performers have it. And you need, as a coordinator, you need to be very responsible in using it. Because you can make someone kill himself. You can make someone get injured. If you misuse that and in that moment, then it can get dangerous. And I think it's good to be responsible about this energy. But I also loved it because this is the energy you get the greatest action scenes with. You had people doing so great falls and crazy stuff. By the way, I had a little scratch, but I didn't have any injuries. So I crashed it full on. It was good.
That's amazing. That's suffering for your art.
To answer your question, this scene got cut. Done. Not in the movie. I'm like, I was ready to record it for my showreel. And I'm like, guys,
do you have that anywhere? Were you able to get a?
No.
Oh man, that's awful.
It was that time you didn't have your phone ready on set to phone. Like a long time ago. Yeah, nothing of that. So,
well, hopefully you can. Somebody has it somewhere. But Martin, thank you so much for your time. Amazing work on Constellation. Congratulations on the work that you did on the Lazarus Project and anything that you have going on. Please keep us updated on where we can follow you, and looking forward to seeing the trailers and continued success to everything that you have going on.
Thanks very much for meeting you. It was really great having me on the show and nice talking to you.
I appreciate the time. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Poison Plan rocks the world.
In the tea house, ready for some action. Drink a little wine, we're getting drunk and then we're fighting. Ha! This time it's war. We smash the place up with our dragon claws. We're walking to the tea house, ready for some action. Drink a little wine, we're getting drunk and then we're fighting. Ha!
This time it's war. We smash the place up with a dragon claws. I see the iron fisted monk upon the daily prayers. Shouting monks on the hands, running down the thousand stairs. The fate of Lee Khan now's in King Yu's hands. With the fearless Aida roaming over the lands. Yeah, the little bit soldier is old, otherwise. He wants a world of peace because he doesn't want to fight. Yo, got the venom mob laying down the law. Bruce Lee delivered kicks, guaranteed to graze jaws. Fight for the cause, then pause, hear applause. Study M back kicks will defeat the outlaws. Very good, but balls don't hit back. Yeah, the death jewel's here, Derek Yee's coming back. The Tai Chi master, Jet Li's even faster. Could chat a little drink because he is the drunken master. Once upon a time in China, Rosamund Kwan is real fine, but see Maggie show your spine. Golden Swallow has arrived. Shang-Chi movies, will the hero we survive? We've got the brave archer, make his way to the top of the mountain, gonna fight, may as well pick the spot. Yeah, the sky goes black, cause the vampire's back. We got Lam Ching Ying to kill them all, so stand back. He plays the black magic on the soul of the sword, and our sword will travel until his body's on floors. Yeah, Wing Chun Shaolin and Mantis style. Yeah, defeat the enemy and watch him run for miles. Blood will spill now on the mountain tops when we bring back the soul of the legendary Pops.
Walk to the tea house, ready for some action. Drink a little wine, we're getting drunk and then we're fighting. Ha! This time it's war. We smash the place up with a dragon claws. We walk into the tea house, ready for some action. Drink a little wine, we're getting drunk and then we're fighting. Ha! This time it's war. We smash the place up with a dragon claws.
See, it's a game of death, yo. You're facing the big boss. It's once upon a time in China, counting the tick tock. The shogun assassin slashing blood of just drip drop. The head kick, neck drop, violence that won't stop. Wanna kill Bill, better get the assassin. She's got Irma dressed in yellow, but she is in the dragon. But in the tea rooms, that's where it'll happen. She got the bodies on the floor, when the blood it'll splatter against the wall. No fear at all, to kill them all. There's always blood spilled when you head into a war. Fearless, unleashed, the fist of legend that they call Jet Li. I'm Bolo Young, yo, will always be a beast. You rumble in the Bronx, yo, I'm rumbling the streets. And it's simple, see the facts are these. There's only ever gonna be one Bruce Lee.
Walk into the tea house, ready for some action. Drink a little wine, we're getting drunk and then we're fighting. Ha! This time it's war. We smash the place up with a dragon claws. We walk into the tea house, ready for some action. Drink